This is Michael Spedden, and welcome to Foul Players Radio, your one-stop shop for all of your pop culture needs. We feature interviews from musicians, actors, comics, dancers, authors, and much, much more, up-and-coming artists and beloved favorites. We've got it all, people on stage, backstage, out front, and behind the scenes. Sit back and relax. Let's have some fun.
Hi, this is Paul Castiglia, and you're listening to Foul Players Radio, the one-stop shop for all your pop culture needs.
And welcome back to Season 11 of Foul Players Radio. Michael Spedden here. Tonight, our guests are the brothers, Mike and Sam Medeiros, of the up-and-coming Frederick-based band Slaunchwise. I enjoyed speaking with them. They had some, they're working on some new material. They've got some upcoming gigs out in the Frederick area and areas beyond. So check them out. Their Facebook page, Slaunchwise, is pretty much where you can find all this information. So go ahead over there for more information on where to see them. They played me a little bit of their material right now, and it's good material. So well worth checking out. Again, it's Slaunchwise on Facebook. The Foul Players of Perryville are back in action this year, and we have upcoming shows. Western Maryland Scenic Railroad, Fifth Company Brewing, and other venues. Our website is foulplayersofperryville.com. You can also, if you're interested in booking us, foulplayersperryville@yahoo.com or 443-600-0446. Every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m., the Back of the Rack, the Michael Spedden Show on 97underground.com. We feature songs you forgot you liked, classics that never die, interviews with up-and-coming and classic beloved bands. Go to 97underground.com. Download the free app and listen to us anytime, anywhere. And we thank you for watching and listening to Foul Players Radio. Our main website is foulplayersradio.com. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/@foulplayersradio. Remember to support our guests and their endeavors. Links to their books, albums, tickets to their shows, and much, much more can be found in the show notes of each episode. So we'll be right back with Slaunchwise. Stick around.
Hi, this is Bud Becker.
Hi, everybody. Dwight Weems from Gaz the Fun Band.
Hi, folks. This is Jay David.
Hey, this is Brian Damage from Kix and Rhino Bucket.
Hi, this is Kim of Kim's Crypt.
Hello, my name is Gunil Carling.
And welcome back to another episode of Foul Players Radio. Michael Spedden here. And tonight we have Sam and Mike Medeiros from the band Slaunchwise out of Frederick, Maryland. Good to see you tonight, guys. How's it going?
Good to see you, Mike. How are you?
It's good to be seen. Good to be seen, guys. And so, you've been playing a bit up in Frederick. You're another Maryland act. And so tell us what's been going on. It sounds like you've been getting out a little bit, doing some shows.
Yeah, we're kind of just breaking into the scene. We got a show coming up December 29th at Cafe 611.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing with our friends Volumetric Thing. Our drummer, our stand-in drummer, is the bassist for that band. So we have a pretty good relationship with them. Actually, no, they're playing the next day. My bad. We usually play shows with them. I had to correct myself there. But we're playing with a bunch of metal bands at Cafe 611, and it should be a fun time.
That's great. That's good. I know you had sent me a couple of songs that you've written and you're working on recording and everything. Are you primarily originals now, or are you doing covers and originals, kind of a mix?
We really only play originals. We've tried a couple covers, not really live, but we tried them in practice. And, one of these days we might pull one of them out. But for now, we're just trying to push our stuff as much as possible, you know?
Right. Well, that's always what I did, too. All the bands I was in were primarily original. You know, we may have had, as we were building the list or building the set, had a couple in there, just to fill in time. Wise, because you have to do a certain amount of time, but that's always what I did too. It's a lot more, you find it to be a lot more gratifying, very satisfying to be playing your own stuff.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it looks like we got a little tough, having a hard time with the audio.
It's a lot more fulfilling, in my opinion, for sure.
Okay, there you go.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is that any better? Okay, cool.
Yeah, there you are. People always used to say, you know, hey, man, do you guys do any Sabbath? And I'm like, well, no, if you want to go, you want to hear Sabbath, go see Sabbath. You got us tonight, you know?
Yeah, you know.
And
you hear that on the radio.
Yep, exactly. And that was always my attitude towards it. You know, whether it, you know, helped me or hurt me in the long run. There's something about going out there and just kind of being true to who you are and giving the crowd you as compared to doing. Now, I mean, it's not to say that the cover bands are, you know, without talent, or it's not to say that, you know, what they're doing is necessarily bad, but I was just never satisfied with going out and doing other people's stuff, you know?
Yeah, I've seen some great cover bands in the past, but it's just it's not my thing. I'm not a huge fan of playing covers, so I don't know. I'd just rather go out and play my own thing. It just feels better.
Mm-hmm. Now, what era did you guys kind of grow up in, and who were the bands that kind of inspired you to get into playing music?
Mike, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, sure. It's funny. We probably have very different bands, and we're brothers, but we listen to different music. For me, it was kind of like, you know, Foo Fighters, Incubus, those kind of bands, like early 2000s rock. I very much like Tool growing up a lot. That's about it for me. What about you, Sam?
For me, it was a lot of like the melodic, like hardcore stuff of like the mid 2000s, like early 2010s. So like Killswitch Engage, Rise Against, like All That Remains. And then eventually I got into some of the like harder, like gentier stuff.
Okay. Yeah. That's, I can kind of see you
as I got older, like,
It looks like freezing up on us again here.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hold on. I don't know how I could fix that.
Not exactly sure. Happens to the best of us, though. But I can kind of understand what you were saying. You know, the kind of bands that you liked and everything growing up, and the ones that kind of inspired you to do this here. You'd sent me a couple of songs, and so you've been, you know, in doing your originals and everything. You have a couple of songs out now. You've been recording. Is there a studio out your way where you've been working?
No, I've just been recording in my living room.
Oh, okay. Using your own equipment.
Yeah, I bought myself a little interface and some cables, and we've just been doing that. We're shopping around for studios right now, but for now we're just recording demos and getting that stuff out there.
It makes good sense to work on that stuff ahead of time on your own. I think you'll find it to be, and this is just my opinion, that, you know, you're going into the studio paying X amount an hour. You really don't have the time to fool around and try different things when, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching every minute. Taking the time of recording things and bouncing stuff off of each other and trying different stuff is really a good way to go, I think. On your own first, and then when you go in, you get your ideas set. You know, is that kind of what you're working, like kind of what you're doing now?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to like improvise a little bit while you're recording, which for sure, if we were paying money to do it, I'd be a lot more like, you know, we can't really mess around right now, guys. But it's nice to have that freedom to just like, hey, this is a little cool thing. Let me practice it a couple times and get it right real quick for this song. Like, I just thought of this, you know?
Sure. Sure. And, so, you know, the two of you have been playing together for a good while now. Was this the only band that you had been in together? Had you done other stuff in the past?
We had like one garage band thing going on in high school that wasn't serious at all. But this is the first time that we've played in a band together, like in front of people as adults. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the places you've been playing, you mentioned a couple of rooms, like Cafe 611 and Zen West. Tell us about your experiences there. Do you have any other, like any favorite rooms or any like places you kind of like to call home base or anything right now?
Yeah, I'd say 611's probably home base. Cause you know, they've been having us a lot. Shout out to them. Shout out to Ben, the sound guy out there. They've been like really great to us and, just consistently giving us shows. And, you know, people come to those shows and we get shows elsewhere. It's nice.
Yep. So 611's a good room and everything. Anything else out that way or, you know, maybe out of state or anything?
There's talks of possibly going down south at some point. I know Volumetric Thing, the band we've been playing with a lot, they know a guy in Texas that has a couple clubs that he is in contact with down there. I know a few people in Florida that I might be able to get a show. So, you know, we're putting our feelers out.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, where you guys are right now, it's a pretty good location because there's a lot, you know, up and down 81 and up and down, you know, that, you know, you could be in, in Virginia, Northern Virginia, because there's some places there that are pretty good. You can go up to Pennsylvania, and even going out farther west into Maryland and even east into, you know, maybe the Baltimore region too. You know, you're in a pretty good location with a lot of different rooms around, I think, you know?
Yeah, there's actually, I think we were talking to a club in Martinsburg for a little bit there. You know, we kind of lost contact with them, but we'll probably be playing a show out there sometime sooner rather than later.
Yeah, Martinsburg's a pretty cool place. And then you've got Charlestown, Winchester, some nice rooms down there, I understand, too. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like getting the word around and everything. Do you do a lot of, when I used to play years ago, the 80s, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter. Your main way of getting people to come to your show was, you know, as they used to call it, you know, good shoe leather, you know, getting out there and pounding the pavement a little bit, you know, not just posting stuff online, but getting your flyers, making flyers, walking in and doing it face to face. Do you do any kind of networking like that or interacting with the crowd that way?
Yeah, I've thought about going out and like busking to try to sell tickets. I think I'm going to do that for this next upcoming show, even though it's going to be a little bit cold, but I was going to do it when it's hot. So it's all right.
Yeah.
Also, I just think open mics. We do a lot of open mics.
That's a good way of getting yourself out there too. I mean, because you know, people get to, you know, they get to see a lot of acts they might want to play with in a short amount of time. I mean, you know, you're up there just doing like a quickie. What do you get, like three songs or something for those?
Yeah, two or three. It does.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's a good chance to find people you'd want to play with and people you can always hook up with and everything. I can remember, you know, it was really kind of expected by the club owners, you know, back in the days when I was playing, just to kind of compare, was to you had to make flyers, you had to get out there. They had better, if they booked you for a show, they better have seen you out there handing out flyers, shaking hands, kissing babies, the whole thing, you know. To attract people into the club, you know, handing out cassettes and that sort of thing. And it's a different era though now, you know, so many people, it's really hard to make money per performance, especially doing original material. And I think a lot of your money is really going to come more from merch, you know, having something out there to really sell. So I guess you're probably working on that, got some stuff in mind.
Yeah, we should have shirts at our next show.
Oh, okay.
For sure. Yeah, this will be the first time we'll actually have merch.
Any big boy sizes?
I'll go. Yeah, definitely. I think we got 2XLs.
I think we got a little bit less.
I think so.
Okay. Got any threes? I'll buy one.
I think we have a couple threes.
Okay. Hey, let me know. I'll definitely, I'll support you. You know, that's what I believe in. You know, really supporting the arts and shopping small and everything. You know, I think you'll find too. I mean, that's something that I've always kind of, that's kind of like a mantra on the show here, is to look in the show notes and support the artists that I have on. I mean, there's a lot, especially now this time of year, man, there's a lot of great gifts you can get. Tickets to shows, books, albums, CDs, shirts, all kinds of merch out there. I'll give you a chance, you know, before we wrap up to, if you have any links or anywhere we can find out more and get your stuff, to definitely, you know, let us know where that is and I'll put it up for you.
All right. Yeah, we don't have like any online shop or anything, but I'll give you like the Facebook links and stuff.
Sure. You know, any way to reach the band, and then you guys can kind of take it from there, I guess, is what we'll do, you know. Coming up, I know, you had mentioned, a couple of shows that you have coming up. How far out are you booked right now? Mostly just kind of immediately, or do you have anything farther down the road too?
It's been pretty interesting. It's been pretty much immediately every time. So mm-hmm. far, every single show we've played, it's basically been, we play the show, somebody there is like, oh, hey, come play this next show. Mm-hmm. So we're about one show in advance so far. Sometimes we have two or three booked, but mm-hmm. right now it's just this one.
That's good. And it's good to, you know, build yourself a good network of people out there. You know, it reminds me a lot of the scene. And just from you saying that, it reminds me a lot of the times from back when I was playing in the 80s and 90s where we were competitive to a certain extent, but we were also kind of like a big Friars Club in a way, where if somebody got an out-of-town show, especially New York City, the show before you played up there was always like your bon voyage party. And then when you would play, a lot of times there was a car caravan going up there of well-wishers and followers, and sometimes a lot of people would ride with us. We'd get one of those rider trucks, put a couple of couches in the back, and we always had like a door between the driver's section and the back. But the more I think about that, you know, having people back in that compartment for 4 hours, we're lucky we didn't look back and see 20 people dead from carbon monoxide or anything, you know.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. It's like everyone wants to out-musician each other, but nobody wants to see each other fail or anything, you know?
Right. And that's always what it is right there. It's there's a level of competition there, but then you're also almost like a brotherhood in a way too.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like a brotherhood. And in the bands that you're seeing out there, you know, the people that you're playing with here, I mean, are you seeing a lot of originality? Are you seeing that the bands are more homogenous or more diverse as far as what they're doing?
It's been pretty diverse. Because mm-hmm. you can get anything from, like, you know, we played with this one band, Electric Circus, that like the one guy sounds a lot like Van Halen, and like mm-hmm. you can tell there's a lot of that influence.
You
get anywhere from that to like someone we're playing with will be playing like deathcore, and mm-hmm. then another band and we're playing with will like cover Snoop Dogg. You know, it's interesting. You get a lot of different stuff.
Yep. That was one of the differences, I think, that was, you know, again, and I keep going back to my day like I'm some old man sitting on a porch or something. But the one thing that I remember well about, you know, just being around Baltimore was like the bands looked good. The bands sounded good, but they were very homogenous as far as, you know, pretty much the same look, the same sound. Guns N' Roses come out, all of a sudden there's five guys in town wearing a top hat with a nose ring, that sort of thing. DC, when you played down there, it was almost a lot more anything goes, you know, where, you know, there were, you know, a lot of bands that were, you know, pretty, some of them were fairly mainstream. But there was a lot of guys down there that were just like, almost like taking handfuls of spaghetti and throwing them against the wall and seeing what stuck, you know, being very experimental and, that kind of thing. And I think you probably, I mean, I'm not sure if it's like that now since I haven't been down there in years, but, I mean, have you rubbed elbows with any DC bands or anybody from that area?
I think some of the guys in Marshall Fuzz are from DC, aren't they, Mike?
I couldn't tell you. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, yeah. we haven't gone down that way very much. Yeah. Honestly, mm-hmm. every single direction we're going is like north and west, it seems.
Yeah.
Just by chance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you'll probably get down there in your travels and everything, you know, the more you're expanding out and everything. And but I think it's great that you're out there. I mean, you're willing to take the plunge and just do your own originals instead of, you know, going out there and kind of being like, it's just, you know, again, I don't think it's without talent or anything like that, but I just think a lot of those ways are just kind of tired and, been there, done that. And, you know, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you tell us about, you know, your information. Do you have, you know, tell us where we can find out more about, Slaunchwise, how to find you, how to find out where you're playing and all that stuff.
We've got Facebook, Instagram. We're on Spotify. We've got two releases out on there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go check it out. Just look up Slaunchwise on any one of those platforms, and you should be able to find us.
Okay. Great. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming on tonight and everything. It was good to meet you, and I'm glad to see that you're out there doing well so far. You know, please come back anytime. You know, we'd love to have you. We'd love to hear how things are going with you and, you know, the shows, who you're meeting, where you're playing, and what you're releasing. You know, and again, we are big proponents of local original material. We're big proponents of, you know, the arts, small business in this area here. Again, we're all behind you here. So, again, thanks for coming on. It was really great to meet you all and talk to you and everything. And folks, it's Slaunchwise, and all of their links we'll have in the show notes of the episode. So thanks again, fellas. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having us. Like every eyeball on us counts and, you know, it means a lot to have someone bring us on to their show and everything. So I appreciate it, man.
Anytime, guys. Okay, remember folks, Slaunchwise, and we will see y'all next time. And folks, thanks again for tuning in today, to hear our episode with Slaunchwise brothers, Mike and Sam Medeiros, of this up-and-coming Frederick-based band. There, I see some new things in their future, some good things coming around the corner. So make sure you stick around and follow them on their Facebook page for Slaunchwise. Information about their shows and everything else you can find right there on their Facebook page. And the Foul Players of Perryville are back in action. We have shows coming up on the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad, Fifth Company Brewing, and other venues. FoulPlayersOfPerryville.com is our website if you're interested in the booking. 443-600-0446 or FoulPlayersPerryville@yahoo.com. And remember, every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time is the Back of the Rack, the Michael Spedden Show on 97underground.com. Make sure you tune in, download our app at 97underground.com. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Put it on your phone, put it on your laptop, wherever you go, we'll be there with you. And we thank you again for watching and supporting Foul Players Radio, our guests. Information on our guests can be found in the show notes, all of their links, foulplayersradio.com and Foul Players, Radio on YouTube, youtube.com/@foulplayersradio. We thank you again for your support. Remember, hit that like and subscribe button, and we will see you next time. This is Michael Spedden signing off.